You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Cold and wet this morning. It's going to stay chilly today. Won't get out of the low 40s, I think, if we're lucky. But the change is coming back to 60 tomorrow and then 70s Thursday through the weekend. So that's good. So we talked on the show last week. The question was, what's the last run-in you had with your HOA? And since I moved a year and a half ago, I've had no issues whatsoever with my HOA. And then yesterday, I opened up my email and bing.
Does it need painted? Do you need painted?
They're unhappy with us.
Do you have weeds?
So what it turned out to be was, you know, I've got almost 3 acres of land here, and some of it is lawn, fine, but a lot of it is just wild area. So we truly let the wild area just, I mean, it's trees, it's brush, it's the deer roam around in there.
Let it be wild.
But apparently we're supposed to do a little bit more to the wild area than we have.
Uh-oh.
I haven't noticed any other house doing anything with their wild areas. But
what's their beef with your wild area?
I don't know. They want us. they want me to trim something back along the side of the property, and I'll have to go look it up. But, I mean, if you look at the house looks great. Our little garden in front looks great. The lawn looks great. So, I don't know, but it's apparently somebody in the HOA going on their evening walks who stopped with their little notepad and said, these guys are not doing everything to keep their property values high.
The wild area is a little too wild for us.
I like the way it looks.
Maybe it is a problem
wild.
If it's bringing in too many deer or something and it's a hazard for cars.
Dude,
or
there's nothing you can do to keep the deer out here. This is where they frolic.
I wonder what it is. I don't know.
It's a little bit busybody. It's a little bit, much, but hey, that's fine. We're going to go out and do whatever we've got to do to make.
Just keep them happy.
Keep them happy.
You don't have a mower, though, do you? You got to go hire it out?
It doesn't involve mowing, is the
thing.
What
is it, then?
It's just.
Send me a picture later. I don't like this. And send me the name of your HOA president.
Yeah. It's nothing extreme. And like I said, our house looks great. So I'm just like, all right, some people are really worried about the.
Just do it right.
It's brush.
Like, it's less of a headache just to go out and whack the brush. And
it's one of the reasons I moved here is because I like the wildness of it. I'm out in the country.
Right. Well, maybe it's anyway. Is it a tick issue? Is it bringing in the ticks? I don't know.
Oh, no. Like I said, I think it's a busybody issue. So they want everyone's.
Get a sickle.
Wild area to look the same. But,
my goodness.
I'm surprised they didn't say, take down that ugly fence you got. When we moved into this house, the previous owner had this fence that just, to me, kind of sticks out. And I want to take that down, but I have yet to make the call to find out what the cost of replacing this fence will be.
Yeah.
It can't be cheap.
It's not right now with wood prices the way they are.
It cannot be cheap.
You might be off just painting it.
I'm putting that off. So what's going on with you?
Well, I will say, I'll give you a quick little update on our HOA stuff. I think we are going to go ahead and get on to the Architectural and Design Review Committee. We're going to do it.
You would be the people who would be getting into my kitchen over my wild stuff.
No, that is a different. Those are the people that go around twice a month.
Is there a landscape committee?
Those are the people that go around twice a month in our hood and nitpick all the everything. Paint chips, weeds, da-da-da. That's not us.
Okay.
So we're just approving your paint colors and approving your shed placement, you know, and improving.
Got a lot of levels of bureaucracy there.
A lot, man, but that's okay.
One person to bitch about it and a different person to okay the change.
Correct. But the nice thing is we went down, two doors down, to my good friend, Scotland Rob, and his wife, because they just moved in a year ago, and they, same situation, they came from a neighborhood that was non-HOA, moved into ours because they wanted a nicer neighborhood, and we said, hey, would you guys care to join us so we can kind of divide and conquer, not everything falls on us, I know you guys are picky as well, yes, they want to join us, so this is good, we'll be able to.
You pressured him into it.
Absolutely pressured him into it.
My God, he wouldn't have wanted to do that.
Strength in numbers.
As soon as you walked out the door, they were cursing. They're like, God.
The funny thing is like, Nick Knack is gung-ho about doing this. I'm kind of like, okay. Scotland Rob's wife is like, hells yeah, let's do that. And Rob's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So we will probably just be there for moral support while the ladies take on the neighborhood. which is fine. I'm fine with that. So now not everything's going to fall on us. But real quick, speaking of neighborhoods, this story has been going around for a couple days, and it actually pinged us on our phones last night when we were having dinner, and we're like, what is the deal with this? Apparently, people are going out now and opening up their mailboxes, like if you have an old-school mailbox in the front of your house, and there's dryer sheets in there. People have been finding dryer sheets in the mailbox, and it's not like a gang marking your house for home invasion or anything like that. It's actually a good thing. I guess mail, what do we call them now? They're not mailmen. Mail carriers?
Letter carriers.
Letter carriers are carrying around dryer sheets, and they're shoving them into mailboxes. If you have a like a yellow jacket or bee problem, because the bees will climb into the little holes on the side of the mailbox and start nesting in there, your mail letter carrier opens up the mailbox and boom, gets hit in the face with a bunch of wasps, you know? So they're shoving these dryer sheets in there because apparently those insects hate the smell of them. So if you see one out there, don't freak out. It's not the neighbor kids playing a prank on you or something. It's just the male people not wanting to get stung. Do you believe
now,
this?
The question for me is, do I throw cold water on this or do I not? Because the answer is, this is a myth.
I'm watching, I'm seeing the Reddit threads, and a lot of mail carriers are saying, yes, this works 100%.
Yeah, well,
they
of course
do it all the
saying.
Time.
Scientists are saying it doesn't work because
it's this thing
in dryer sheets. It's called linalool.
Okay.
It's a naturally produced alcohol that some plants do, and it does keep certain gnats away. But they've done all sorts of studies, and they're like, it doesn't have any effect on wasps or bees. So a lot of people perpetuate the myth, but the scientists are saying, no, go ahead, put it in there if you want, but it's just a
I want to try it out. Like, I want to find a wasp's nest then and hang one up next to it and see if it does anything. That's the only way to really test
it. They probably hang their laundry on it. What are you talking about?
Well, way to burst everyone's bubble, Tom.
I'm sorry,
letter carriers.
You know, it could be anecdotal. Somebody put one dryer sheet in one time and the wasp didn't come back, maybe for another reason.
Or is it anecdotal that it is working every time because they're not getting it?
Look, I just read it because I have a ton of wasps and yellow jackets and stuff, and they often go into the mailbox. So I read about this last summer.
Okay.
And the science people were like, no, it's just an old wives' tale. And it's one of those internet spreading things, right?
Was it started by what is that, like Snuggle?
The Bounce Company.
Snuggle Fresh Company or whatever with the little bear.
The people at Bounce started it.
Here's what we do. We got to get them shoving these things in mailboxes, and we'll sell thousands.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, well.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there's a
take
new
it or leave
scientific
it, I guess.
Report that says, no, it actually does work.
Yeah, it might.
They say it works with gnats and a few other things.
Huh.
Beetles. And
does it work on?
But there's not a cockroach problem in Colorado.
Does it work on mother-in-laws? Does it keep them away? Like if I put one in her glove box, does it?
You are in trouble. Speaking of bugs, I'm going to make part of our trending report the story I was reading about this last week about the cicada infestation. I think I was talking with you off the air.
You were. Freaked me out, man.
And again, this is not something that necessarily impacts Colorado, except the results of it may impact Colorado when it comes to snack time. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. What else is coming up in trending?
Well, we could talk about Jeff Bezos and the new toy he's having built. We have a troubling trend in regards to all those pets that were adopted last year.
Yes.
And then were you reading about the explanation for the juiced Kentucky Derby horse? We got to talk about this. Really?
It's quite a stretch.
We'll tell you about it in the trending report.
Credit Union of Colorado sponsors this traffic update.